Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The number of self-confessed secular humanists in the United States is quite small. Probably no more than a few hundred thousand. The American Humanist Association is not a very large organization. But the influence the humanists have on American culture and values far outweighs their numbers. There are several reasons for that. A substantial number in the media espouse the values found in Humanist Manifestos 1 and 2, even though many in the media are not consciously humanists. For example, the Humanist Manifestos 1 and 2 endorse abortion, euthanasia, homosexuality, and other forms of immorality. These views are also entertained and even openly promoted by many within television, radio, the print media, and elsewhere. Our public schools in the United States, in too many cases, also endorse the ethical values of secular humanism. This can be seen in their teaching of organic evolution, in their denial of all moral absolutes, in their approaches to sex education, and in many other ways. Many of our public educators engage in what is called values clarification. That means that the teacher does not uphold or oppose any moral value, good, bad, or indifferent. The student is encouraged to examine his own preferences and moral conduct, and not to depend on his parents or on the churches they attend. The students are not allowed to impose their values on anyone else, but they are told that whatever they decide is best for them is what they should do. Sometimes the teachers are inconsistent in this area. One student was caught cheating on an examination. The teacher told him he was not allowed to do that in her class. The student had been taught that nothing is wrong or right within itself. It all depends on the situation. He reminded the teacher of her ideas about right and wrong. She told him that she held to the view that students ought not to cheat. He would have to abide by her rules in her class. How is that for being a hypocrite and for teaching students to cheat, to lie, to commit adultery, and to engage in other immoral conduct, so long as one is not in that teacher's class? Is there any connection between this kind of teaching and the vicious crimes one reads about in the newspaper or watches on television? Very briefly, let me summarize the basic beliefs of secular humanists. These beliefs are taken from Humanist Manifestos 1 and 2. The humanists argue that God does not exist, or if he does, he is of no relevance to man. These are their exact words. We find insufficient evidence for belief in the existence of a supernatural being as non-theists. We begin with humans, not God, nature, not deity. Page 16. Gloria Steinem, Secular Humanist of the Year for 1 year, hopes that human beings will raise their children to believe in human potential, not God. Naomi Goldenberg, a humanist and a Marxist, insists that we women are going to bring an end to God. He never seemed relevant to me, she said. Secular humanists deny the idea of personal immortality. They believe human beings simply cease to exist when they die. Corliss Lamont's book, A Humanist Funeral Service, says that humanists hold a view which rejects the idea of personal immortality and interprets death as the final end of the individual conscious personality. Page 8. Humanists deny that moral values have any objective validity. That means that every man is a law unto himself. My friends, you can see that these people, whatever their intentions, are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.